This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have you not seen how Allah has subjected for you, meaning placed at your disposal, made the world livable, subjected for you everything above you and everything beneath you? This universe was created conducive to life. But then he says, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. And then for each and every one of you specifically, aside from the world that we come and go from, you specifically, he has lavished you with his favors inwardly and outwardly, within you and around you. His favors, his ni'am. The word for favors is ni'am, and it's relevant here. Can a person ever be grateful for the ni'am of Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala? Absolutely not. Not grateful enough. The Quran points to this reality from many different directions. Of them is that when Allah was praising the unique status of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah said, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ. Ibrahim was an ummah. Of what that means is a leading example. An example to be followed after, قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ, in his devotion to Allah. The next ayah says what? Why was he a leading example for humanity? He says, شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ. Because he was grateful to the an'um of God, of Allah. But he didn't say ni'am. He said an'um. And there's a difference. In Arabic, there is a ni'mah, there is a blessing. And there is an'um, which means several blessings, plural. Then there are ni'am, which is the big plural, which means many blessings. So Allah lavishes us all with more blessings than we can count. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was unique because he was able to show due gratitude for some of the blessings, not for all of them. How can anyone show gratitude for all of them when a humanity cannot even count them? As the other ayah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you were to try to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to come across them all. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Certainly Allah is most forgiving, most merciful, most forgiving, that He doesn't hold you to that standard, doesn't hold you to that duty, that moral duty, you get a reduction in it. To simply recognize that you can't. He's forgiving, He's merciful, and the context is our inability to count, let alone thank the blessing. In fact, this is why some of the scholars took from this ayah the reason why we are taught in the sunnah, in the prophetic lifestyle of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when we exit the bathroom, after relieving yourself in the bathroom, every Muslim must know that they're supposed to say, غُفْرَانَكْ غُفْرَانَكْ غُفْرَانَكْ. Oh Allah, your forgiveness, your forgiveness, your forgiveness. Why are you seeking Allah's forgiveness upon exiting the bathroom? Of the reasons to be brought to mind is that your ability to remove that poison, were it to remain in your body, those toxins, were they to stay in there, they would kill you, your ability to leave them behind. How could you ever thank Allah for that one alone? So you walk out saying, forgive me, O Allah, meaning for my inability to thank you for the magnitude of this blessing. How could we ever even break even, let alone win the greatest prize? And this is also why, maybe one final ayah to quote in this regard, because the Quran does address it from so many different angles, this one concept, this reality about the inability to show thanks properly to Allah, that the people that do get the grand prize, the people of Jannah, they say what in Jannah? وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ. And they say finally, in the eternal abode of bliss, in paradise, they say, all praise be to Allah and all thanks be to Allah who did away with our sadness, the sadness we all experience in this world. Then they say, Inna Rabbana laghafurun shakur. Our Lord is most forgiving, most thankful. Most forgiving, most appreciative. Most forgiving, most grateful. He is forgiving because you will never break even to actually deserve it. But those who recognize they don't deserve it and try to do what they can, Allah will forgive and appreciate their attempt to appreciate. Allah will thank you for trying to thank Him, for recognizing you can't thank Him. It was reported that Dawood alayhi salam once said to Allah Azza wa Jalla in a dua, O Allah, how can I ever thank you when even this thanks of mine is another blessing from you? Who inspired me to say thank you? Who guided me to say Alhamdulillah? It was you. So I'm saying Alhamdulillah about something, but even my saying of Alhamdulillah, even my heartfelt gratitude, you put that there. So how can I ever get over? How can I ever turn the corner? How can I ever begin to fulfill? And so Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to him, O Dawood, you recognizing that is thanking me. This is how you thank Allah. By recognizing you cannot. Brothers and sisters, you know, I spent 3 days this week in refugee camps all over Jordan, the country Jordan. And the short and long of it is that words cannot describe it. Until you experience it yourself, you cannot begin to grasp what life would be like if Allah had destined that we be refugees ourselves. If I were to tell you that I met a young boy from Gaza who lost his father and was living with his sisters in this refugee camp with his mother, and then his mother suffers heart failure, and as she's dying in the hospital, her sister, his aunt, brings him over and she dies. The mother dies and she brings him over to their apartment, and the apartment, a makeshift mud house, collapses on top of them. This is like their day to day. This is their month to month. If I told you I met a father who has been living in the desert for 10 years since the war started in Syria, and when we visited his tent, the ceiling of his wishes, you know what his greatest ambition in life is? It is a chain to tie up his son. Because his son suffers from special needs, he has a mental handicap, and he keeps running out in the middle of the night and getting attacked by dogs. We're asking him, what can we provide for you? How can we help you? What is your most pressing need? I want a chain. He didn't say, bring me to America. He didn't say, like, get me a stipend for food. I just want to be able to tie my son down. I met a 16-year-old girl that said to us in the middle of her classroom, a classroom of students from kindergarten to 12th grade, if you will, that half of which don't have shoes, don't have clothes, don't have regular meals, don't shower, hardly have access to anything of the dunya or the deen. And as she was explaining to us how her mother puts everyone to sleep and tells them she ate and she had never eaten, and then sneaks around to pick up our leftovers, she catches herself and says, but don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I'm special. Everyone here is like this. Maybe the only difference I have is that I don't have someone to say Baba to. I don't have a dad to cry on his shoulder. What's the greatest thing we can do for you? She took us to her house, which is several sheets, bed sheets, stowed together with twigs, not even thread, to show us what their toilet looks like. A hole in the ground, surrounded by a bit of fabric that is stuck together with sticks. She says, we wish we could just conceal ourselves when we're using the bathroom. If I have to use the bathroom at 1 a.m., My mother has to come out with me to hold the fabrics around me just so I can use this hole in the ground. Just a toilet. That's my biggest dream in life. I just want a toilet with four walls. That's it. Nothing more. And we stop by a fourth tent of a mother who walked there from Syria when the war started. She said, this kid next to me, she had an 11-year-old boy with her. He was 20 days old when I walked those 2 days, fleeing the war. My husband had left on his motorcycle to pick up some bread for us, and he never came back. They told us he died, but Allah has not said that to me yet. I don't know for sure. And they left. This boy is 11 years old now, in the desert. He has grown those 11 years. These are children that if you were to bring them to a shower, and this has actually happened, the spout of the shower, the shower head, they think it's a phone. They have not seen the world as you know it. And next to her was her 16-year-old daughter, who picks tomatoes from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., 3 days a week, to make the equivalent of $4 US. So that for the 2 other days of the week, she can spend 2 of them to take herself and her sister to school. So that she can become a doctor one day. So that she can somehow break the cycle her mother has been in. Living in the merciless heat. And she told us, if you could do one thing for me, I always wanted a tarp. A tarp to cover just the ceiling of this tent. Like, forget the scorpions on the ground, forget the snakes. Just at least, let's just get some cover above, because the winter is coming. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله. Brothers and sisters, I shared some of these scenes with you, of course because I feel a sense of responsibility to do so, having been taken there by a relief organization. But also to bring closer what I already told you can never be brought fully to you without you experiencing some of it. We always ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to spare us. But you need to know that your test is harder than theirs. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ابتلينا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالضراء فصبرنا. We were tested when we were alongside the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with so much suffering and we were patient. وَبْتُلِينَا بَعْدَهُ بِالسَّرَّاءِ فَلَمْ نَصْبِرْ. And we were tested after him with ease, with some comfort, relatively speaking, some comfort, and we were not able to be patient. You see, it's not exactly like, you know, patience for hard times and gratitude for good times. Gratitude requires patience. To be patient upon gratitude is so hard. So you need to have a plan for it. You need to have a project for it. They say Alhamdulillah more than us. That 16-year-old girl says, I never go to sleep at night without saying Raditu Billahi Rabba. I'm content with Allah as my Lord. وَبِالْ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا, with submitting to him as my way of life. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًا, with Muhammad as my prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so how do we do this, brothers and sisters? Yes, a person can reach the station of those patient through difficulties using their gratitude or by way of their gratitude in comfort, in blessings. This is true. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam, both of them are described the same way in the Quran. نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ. What an excellent servant. إِنَّهُ أَوَّاب. He's always turning back to us. Those two. But there are far more believers in this category, patient through difficulty, than those who are grateful in their blessings. Number one, for how to do that, make sure you never disconnect yourself from those beneath you in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, wasbir nafsak, hold yourself patiently, put up with being around, right, those who are calling upon their Lord by night and by day. This is often the poorer sectors of society. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you want your heart to soften, not to rust and corrode and die, he said, white, caress the head of the orphan, visit the graveyard, have some compassion with the needy and feed them from your food. Share a meal with them. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, it is local. It's right under our nose. There are people in vulnerable sectors of society here that have food insecurity and otherwise. You are the greatest beneficiary of making sure you never get locked out of that. Subjecting yourself to the bursts of mercy from Allah that only exist there. Let it start there at least. Start locally. You know why? Because to be honest, all of us, once the video disappears, that person disappears. Right or wrong? Secondly, you need to have time where you just unplug and ask yourself, why am I here? Why was I born into this family? I could have been born randomly in any random family. Why do I feel like I'm inherently better or I'm supposed to always have food available for me? You know, I was reflecting on the past few days. I was thinking of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqnihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. All praise be to Allah. You say this after you eat, and He promised your sins would be forgiven. All praise be to Allah who gave me this food of mine and provided me with it. It's mine. It's halal for me. I didn't have to steal it. I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to go a day without it. All praise be to Allah who provided me with this and fed it to me. I don't have an illness and I don't have non-access. Min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. Without any might on my behalf, without any agency over this, it's not me. Allah diversified the tests for a wisdom He ultimately knows. And the last thing I will say, brothers and sisters, act gratefully. Be conscientious in your behavior. Sometimes we look at people and say, those devils, how can they do this to people? How can they be so heartless? But being wasteful in how you consume, in what you buy, in what you throw out, just because it happens to be leftovers. Dare I say, for us to be negligent in how we prepare meals till they rot and we say, oh, it was leftovers and it rotted. That is devilish behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The wasters are the brethren. They look like them in behavior, meaning. They are the brethren of the devils. وَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. And the devil was ever ungrateful to his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah write us among the grateful. May Allah azza wa jal help us never take His blessings for granted. May Allah help us upon the greater test He has given us, the test of patience upon gratitude. Allahumma ameen. May Allah use us to alleviate suffering all over the world. May Allah azza wa jal never allow us to live just for ourselves. May Allah azza wa jal make that the intention behind our actions by night and by day. May it be the reason why we build community, the reason why we build family, the reason why we have children. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.